candy. Sweet, sweet candy. I want candy.
But don't you want to end world famine?
I want candy.
Or save the endangered Alaskan salmon?
I want candy.
Well, if you won't think of society's ills,
I want candy.
At least think of our dentist bills.
Why don't you tell us what you're reading the ingredients to?
Of a package of two full-size Reese's peanut butter cups. The best.
Because what is the subject of today's podcast?
Candy!
Right! Drumroll doesn't make sense there. All right.
Reese's peanut butter should be in every candy. Some way or some fashion it should be in
gold. Delicious.
Have you brought it in the jar?
No, why would I do that?
Like separate? Like it's like in the peanut butter aisle. They have like Reese's peanut butter.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I have, but I don't.
It's a little sugary. I don't
want it. You cram it into an M&M is delicious, too.
Yeah, that's the best.
Peanut butter M&M's?
No, the Reese's Pieces are much better than peanut butter M&M's.
Reese's Pieces don't have any chocolate in them. They're just peanut butter.
A peanut butter
with candy shell.
M&M has chocolate and peanut butter. Candy shell ain't shit.
No, the Reese's Pieces are better.
Peanut butter M&M is literally three times the size of a...
I don't care. I want something too big in my mouth.
Says the one person on Earth.
That's what she said.
Hey-o.
All right,
one
so
doesn't like size.
Episode 28 of the 8-Bit Proof Podcast. This is our candy cast. We're not going to do a Halloween cast.
And we're not going to invite you to play this cast like other candy type games would.
Oh,
sweet!
The Candy Crush, the
Unstoppable
invites on Facebook to play Candy Crush. We're not talking about Candy Crush this podcast.
I'm going to bring it up.
Candy Crush.
All right, well, fuck you.
Candy All Crush right. can get fucked.
Let All the right. man continue, will
yep,
you?
Go ahead.
And this podcast is brought to you by BagelGames.com. We forgot to do that in the last podcast. Your source for video games, news, reviews, previews, and features.
Bagel games.
And we did comic book features a little while ago, but
I don't know.
Actually, someone else picked them up, I think.
There you go, good.
So they're still happening. But how do we always kick off our show?
With a game!
That's right. All right, so since it's a candy podcast, we have a candy game here. It's pretty much just going to be a straightforward trivia game.
We didn't do intros either.
We didn't. Who am I talking to?
Handsome Joe.
That's a handsome Joe fart right there. Original.
Oh, me? Waffles? You don't have a syrup sound?
Syrup has a sound of sizzling.
Oh, yeah. Dropping fucking...
Of syrup.
Loads of syrup.
I'm Susie.
Okay, that's a classic
Your name
comedy
is a
noise.
Joke.
All right, so last time we did...
Who are you?
Oh, fuck yeah. I am Corey.
How do you get the best sound?
Hey, that's my fucking soundboard. That's
okay.
Why.
Lame.
All right, candy game. Last time we had a trivia game, we just had everyone get an answer, and it was whether you're right or wrong. This time, you pretty much just get to guess until you get the right answer.
What?
Really?
Huh?
Yeah, just don't be an asshole about it. You guess until I get annoyed and I say everybody's wrong.
Okay. Wait, we're all guessing?
You can all guess, yes. Just go one at a time.
That'll be real fast.
Get the fuck out of here trying to see my answers.
I cannot see your answers.
All right, somebody want to keep score for me?
I'll do that. Francis?
Kept his own score, no big deal.
Touche. All
right, if you are right, if you are wrong. All right, question number one.
Hit.
What ingredient gives Pop Rocks its pop? Is a hint, it's a gas.
Methane.
Helium.
Keep guessing.
Nitrous oxide. Xenon. Trisodium phosphate.
Roger, do you have any guess?
I don't Krypton. Know my gases.
Helium.
Hydrogen.
Oxygen.
You're all wrong. It's carbon dioxide.
Why didn't I say that?
Poison.
You said carbon something. Said something else. Carbon monoxide, I think you said.
I think Francis said that.
All right, so it's zeros across the board. All right. The candy Dum Dum, you know, those little tiny suckers.
Lollipops?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Where did the mystery flavor of Dum Dums come from?
Coconut.
Cock.
Where did it come from?
Like, mystery solved. No, that's
leftovers.
Not
Arkansas. All the leftovers from all the flavors.
I will give Joe that because that's essentially what it is. When they switch over the machines, you know, they like use the machines to squirt out the stuff on the stick. Whenever they transfer one flavor to another and the two flavors are mixed together, they used to have to throw all that shit out. And then they started selling it as mystery flavor. So it's always a combination of two different flavors.
Smart.
Yeah. All right. Number three. What day of the year is typically the highest candy sales in America?
November 1st.
October 23rd. October 30th.
It's got to be Easter. No, it's Easter.
You guys are...
It's April
October something. 31st.
April 13th.
Come on.
October 1st.
You guys can zoom in on this.
October 9th.
November, October 31st.
October 29th. I already said that. October 27th.
October 28th. This is fucking dumb.
Roger, October 28th.
Yes!
I hate this game already. I'm right. Keeping score, jackass.
And the winner, what does the winner get if we announce that?
Oh, the winner gets a full-size Reese's Peanut Butter Cup candy pack.
You have to eat it while getting a sack tap.
No.
All right. Why is regular original bubblegum pink?
Because it's mixed with blood.
Because, oh.
No one's going to get.
Because it's
triglyceride.
Isn't it gelatin?
Glycerinade.
And no. Isn't,
all right,
it's
I'll
jello powder in it.
Wait. Hold on. We're going to find it.
It's pretty obscure.
Because of fat.
Cotton candy. Because it's the color of breast cancer.
It was the
bubblegum breast cancer awareness.
The factory that it was invented in, literally the only food color they had available was pink at the time.
Huh.
So that's why I don't know what an original color is supposed to be.
We suck at candy.
Just eat it, man.
What kind of animal was the Snickers bar named after?
An elephant.
A llama.
Wolverine.
An alpaca.
I like Wolverine.
Badger.
A pig.
No.
Snail.
Think farm.
Goat.
A horse.
Chicken. Hen. Cow.
Joe,
horse. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. What? That makes no sense.
I met
that
a
horse's
name
was Snickers.
Yeah.
Come on, it makes perfect sense.
You've never met a horse named Snickers?
No.
The horse was a bitch until you gave him this candy, and then he turned normal again.
All right, Roger, I'm looking at you.
Okay.
What was the original flavor of candy corn?
Dick.
I don't know.
Corn.
For originality, I'll give you that.
Balls.
Corn. The original flavor of candy corn?
Before came the disgusting candy
old
corn flavor.
Balls.
Orange. I don't know.
Pears. Bananas.
Candy corn's
Vanilla.
Not disgusting.
All right.
Vanilla.
Honey. The original flavor was honey. And then it
still tastes like sweet honey.
I would have thought it was crusty old man balls.
Fucking, yeah, that's exactly what it tastes like.
You guys are don't even know what you're talking
Fuck
about.
You. All right. Question. What are the scores?
2-1. Me and Joe. Susie's not even playing.
I'm not getting these any of these right.
What chocolate-covered candy bar is sold overseas in flavors like pear, edamame?
Chocolate chew.
Purple.
Oh, Henry.
Purple sweet potato and hot chili.
Hot chili chocolate?
That's a chocolate candy bar.
Baby Ruth. Hershey's. Milky Way.
No, come on.
Is it a common candy bar?
It is.
Tootsie Roll.
Common.
Ah, Tootsie Rolls?
It's kind of like the brother of the Reese's Pieces.
M&M's.
Really? The brother of the Reese's Pieces?
Not Reese's. But the brother of the Reese's Pieces.
No. Kit Kat. Kit Kat bar.
How's that the brother of Reese's?
In my brain, they're both
it
orange.
It makes no sense.
They're both orange.
No, that made no
red.
Sense.
That's a red, man.
Orange wrapping right there.
No, Kit Kat's a red.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Jesus. Okay.
Right. And you said Reese's Pieces.
And that's wafers.
And
those wafers.
You pointed at a peanut butter cup.
Yeah, but you said Reese's
Pieces.
Pieces.
Those are two different categories.
Christ cakes.
All right, I'll give myself.
Purveyor of candy, you are not.
I give myself that.
Take a point off yourself.
All right. According to the owl, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a
three.
Tootsie Roll?
Three.
All right, you all get a point.
Yes. One. Three.
This one, everybody will also get a point. What candy bar was Bart Simpson the spokesperson?
Butterfinger! That's just easy question.
Did you say
boner finger?
Big penis.
All right, number 9. What? Oh, I already read that one. Number 10. In 2009, what was America's per capita candy consumption?
Two.
Per person.
In what, pounds?
Pounds.
For the year?
Yeah.
37.
For the year.
Yeah,
101.
No. 85.
Susie was closer.
36.
38. Pounds.
Think lower.
21.
27.
19. 18.5.
15 pounds.
16. 14
pounds.
8.12. 9.1.
Okay, just everything.
Fuck you. 10 pounds.
24 pounds. All right, number 11.
So close.
What was the unlikely profession of the person who invented cotton candy?
Circus clown.
Ring shiner.
Think unlikely Seatrice. Profession of a candy maker.
Blacksmith. A cobbler.
Cow milker.
A butcher.
Unlikely profession of a candy maker.
Stock trader.
Cow milker.
He's a candy maker.
Mathematician.
Come on.
Methamphetamine.
He makes
dentist.
Ah, Roger. There you go. He's a dentist.
It was that like eight times you said unlikely. And I was like, oh, wait, a dentist.
Blacksmith was pretty good, though. All right. How did the Three Musketeers bar originally get its name?
Because of the Three Musketeers.
No. It's a way
guys
that
made it.
It's a way that the bar originally came.
Three different parts. Because there was three pieces in a bag.
Yeah, I'll give Joe and Susie both. There was three different ones in the package, and there were three different flavors.
There was three muskets.
They used to come in strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla.
No, they still do.
That sounds like it's delicious. I'd love that.
In one package, they do?
No, I think you can get a strawberry musketeer bar.
Yeah, Neapolitan.
That sounds pretty good.
All right, so who won the Reese's Cup? That's the end of the...
That's the end? Joseph won it.
All right, I'm gifting it to Roger. I don't want it.
Oh, that's...
Aw.
Francis, do you want it?
Good.
You can have it. Eat it. How about we split it?
We'll
split
it. I don't want it.
We'll split it.
There's two in there. You could be a democratic process.
Yeah. They
break like fucking chocolate.
It's two pieces. You don't even have to break them like chocolate.
All right. Do you want me to break this one?
I'm Batman. That's Batman. Candy corn looks like tiny traffic cones.
Yeah, it sure does.
And like a candy traffic school. Yeah. Like a little gingerbread man at the wheel. And he's drunk.
Look out.
Be driving.
Yeah.
But you keep wanting to eat yourself.
All day.
That's one of my biggest fears.
What is?
If I ever, like, woke up as a donut.
You would eat yourself.
I wouldn't even question it.
That'd be tasty.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lollipop, lollipop. Oh.
Crack that whip. Licorice whip. I said whip it.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah. All right, so surprise, motherfucker. Roger bought an X-Bone.
I did.
Reasons unknown.
This is the one part of this candy episode where we actually don't talk about candy. We have one relevant thing to talk about. Roger finally got Sunset Overdrive.
I did. A white X-Bone. Sunset Overdrive.
Racist.
What?
Sunset Overdrive is what? I don't know what the word. I'm jump-started my purchase of the X-Bone.
Infamous.
I was going to get an X-Bone, but...
But then it didn't have any
Sunset
games.
Overdrive made it happen a lot earlier. Yeah.
You bought the bundle?
I did buy the bundle. It's very nice looking. It's all white. The controller is white with some black trim, I think. But when you take a picture of it with your cell phone, it looks yellow. And
it
then Corey
yellow.
Says, it's disgusting.
It does. Who wants a yellow controller?
It's not
What's
yellow.
Wrong with yellow?
I hate yellow.
How do you like yellow?
Yellow controllers?
It's gross.
What?
Bruins, that's why you like yellow. Isn't that gold? Isn't it black and gold?
You know black and gold.
It's yellow.
Jesus.
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
I did get Sunset Overdrive, but I'm not the only one I got it. Susie
yes.
got it as well.
I did get it as well.
And he's played more of it than you have.
I have.
Apparently.
I think he's got, I don't know, how many hours did you say you put into it?
I don't know, three or four?
Yeah, I've played four. I think he's just better at it than me, so he's gotten further. Actually, or he doesn't do the side quests, probably.
Side quests.
Yeah, that's
marching,
Susie.
Marching through
yeah,
it.
Susie's a mission.
Mission oriented.
Straight line.
You're
there we go.
Crit path kind of guy.
Huh? Yeah, I got other things to play. So
I respect that.
Yeah. The game is very kinetic. You have to be in constant motion at all times, like, or you suffer.
Does that mean you have to use the Kinect?
No.
Oh.
It does not. That
don't
was a bad joke.
Don't you mention that.
And a good use of the word kinetic, though.
Yeah,
it is. You have to, constant motion. If you are on the ground, you're going to get overwhelmed quickly, and you will die.
You're slow, too.
Even though dying isn't that...
Hilarious.
Unforgiving. Like, dying is just dying. Yeah, and it has good cut, like, re-animation.
Respawn animation,
yeah. Which are good. It's pretty. The visuals are freaking... Very nice.
Yeah, it's really surprising. Like, of all the games that come out, you know, the ones on the Xbox are, like, the prettiest ones to look at.
It is very pretty. It's I haven't noticed, pretty. I don't know.
There's a lot of cross-gen games, and that's kind of the problem. But
It's a very pretty game. I haven't noticed any, like, you know how some games suffer from, like, the whole draw distance thing? Where, like, you're going and, like, further along, it's just, like, a big palette of just colors.
Yeah, when you climb up a building and look over the city, it looks...
Yeah, cool. Like, you don't see, like, draw distance or anything, which is good. I think it's, like, it is a next-gen game, so they didn't waste time trying to make it for... A last-gen system, so that's good. That's a plus.
One of the first next-gen games, despite
being... Yeah, Infamous was like that, too. Infamous was very pretty, and I don't think Infamous had many draw distance issues either. It's nice. But it's good. The weapons are hilarious. Francis, would you like to add to the conversation?
Yeah.
Roger's getting tired here.
I've talked a lot.
What's the highest combo you reached?
Three.
The highest combo I've reached, I don't know, the 30s?
I think I got up to the 50s. Just doing the, because that's, the game's kind of split
up
into
the 50s, no big deal though.
Just curious. The game's kind of like split up into two different things. You do the regular missions.
And, yeah.
You know, to get the missions, you got to do the traveling, get a bounce, and
grind
on rails. And the mission's kind of straightforward to kill these guys, do like that.
Yeah, just like any open world game missions.
Which
you
got to mention.
Oh, yes, when you are cooking amps. Like, it's like a whole, like, horde mode type
thing. Any timed missions?
Yeah. So, like every mission in Destiny?
Yeah. Well, no, because, like, Destiny, you don't lay traps. Like, in this, like, you can lay traps, like, spinning blades and springboards and stuff like that.
Yeah, Destiny's sort of, you're just defending, like, you know, like, one little thing here, but then you have to, like,
are you really defending
it? And then you got walls, and you got to put it. It's all, like, Gears horde mode.
Yeah, that's what you can describe.
Yeah, so you put up like spinning blades, and like you have like flamethrowers, but you got to jump on it to activate it, and then everybody starts burning. And
have you guys played together yet?
No, we haven't tried that yet.
We have not.
I don't know if it's because you got to go into booths in the game.
Yeah, they're like phone booths to do it.
So I don't know if there's one that directly connects to the other player.
It's got
to
be.
But like Xbox One's whole like playing with another person, like me and Corey tried it with Titanfall, and it's a completely convoluted process, and it was impossible.
Is it because of Xbox One or because of Titanfall?
Sounds like a great system.
Xbox One.
Is it? I don't know. I haven't tried to play with anyone.
Yeah, I don't.
We tried to play Titanfall together.
Excellent. The 360 interface playing with other people was excellent, and I don't know what they did the Switch over. Maybe it's been patched since then.
I don't know. I haven't tried it.
But yeah, it's Susie and I would get into a game together, and then for some reason the chat would just cut out.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Each other. Just die. No if reason. Try to, like,
sounds excellent.
I don't know.
Yeah. Just putting it out there.
The first gun you get in the game is called the Flaming Compensator,
yes.
And it's like a huge shotgun that looks like a dick.
It's a blunderbuss with balls. And if you look at it closely, they jiggle around.
Yeah. Big penis. Yeah. And there's another like bazooka with teddy bears.
Yeah.
I think it shoots like teddy bears like wrapped around with dynamite or something. I don't know what's wrapped around it, but a bomb. Teddy bear bomb. That's good.
Yeah, the only ones that really stand out is like the sprinkler one, the acid.
Oh, so yeah. Like that one's fun.
The Roman candle is my favorite because like it's just like
I haven't got that yet.
Gun with like fireworks and everything blows up. It's awesome.
It's good. It's very visually striking. It's pretty.
Yeah,
it's a pretty really, game. Like I was a big, I wanted to get it. I was all about getting it. And then I played it here just before we started podcasting.
It's a bit jarring to get used to. Like when I first played it, I was like, Jesus. Because like you have to constantly be motion and you have to you have to constantly be like jumping and then hitting X, and you'll forget to hit X, and you're like, "Oh God, now I'm on the ground." And then like it's like awkward to get back into it. But once you get used to it, like you're just zooming around. And
yeah, there was no like usually in a game when you get in combat, you're focused on combat. You're like, "Okay, I'll dance back and forth, but I'll shoot." This game, you are constantly have to be in motion and combat at the same time. It's like two different parts of your brain at the same time.
Yeah,
the whole time.
I'm glad
I wasn't used to that.
I'm glad they
My
did that.
My brain only
though.
Has one part.
Because like that game, Sunset Overdrive could easily be a game that's just like Infamous or like a third-person shooter game where you can just walk around and be like this huge dude that just blows people away. But like the game's so unforgiving when you're on the ground that you can't do that. So it just makes the game a completely different experience.
So it forces you to do like wall runs and
You have to. You have to like Infamous. You could glide and stuff, but you didn't have to do it. You could stay on the ground the whole time and just destroy people.
Right, so you kind of miss out on all this stuff they put design in.
Yeah, like BioShock Infinite. Did you really need to use the rails?
I used the rails a lot.
No, but like you didn't have to. Like it wasn't like
you didn't have to.
Yeah, they have like certain amps in the game. So if you do want to do like most of your work on the ground, you can like get amp sets. Like there's a melee amp that shoots fireballs. You can get like a shield. Again, there's a combo meter. So the more like grinding and jumping and killing you do,
more amps you get.
Combo meter.
What continues a combo? Like. I assume the tricks
like
grinding.
Hop and bounce and killing.
So there's like a lightning bolt and there's four levels. So
yeah, but those are the amp levels. Like you fill that up by doing stuff. But the combos are like killing the guys. Like one.
Well, you got
to
do that.
Each thing you do is
meter.
One thing.
Yeah.
So like grinding is one. Like you have to mix it up too. It's like Tony Hawk in that way, where if in Tony Hawk you did grinding on the same rail
grinding
over and over
tricks,
again.
Jumps.
Huh?
Yeah.
Like you have to do different. Like you did a heel flip like five times. You're not going to get as many points as if you
did
a heel.
It did seem instantly reminiscent of Tony Hawk.
Yeah. It's like Tony Hawk, Borderlands, like Dead Rising, Infamous in like one game.
It's very Jet Set Radio too.
Yeah. It's excellent. Fantastic game. Recommended.
It's like a Dreamcast, like a modern Dreamcast game would.
It's good.
So
I enjoy it.
So
I recommend it.
How is the humor?
Good. I like it.
If you like Deadpool, you'll like Sunset Overdrive.
A lot of
fourth wall breaking.
Yeah.
Yes, it's excellent.
Like, there's one part where he grabs like the combo meter and uses it as a weapon in the game.
Oh, that's sweet.
I haven't got there yet.
Yeah, you'll get there.
There was one point like where in the beginning he's like working at his job, and he's like, "Oh, I'm sick of work," and he like pulls up his phone and he's playing Sunset Overdrive on his phone,
yeah.
Which was funny, and the disembodied voice.
Yeah, and like when
it identifies itself as a disembodied voice.
Yeah,
right?
when Corey was playing today, started the game, like the camera was like right behind the guy, and you just
elbows. Oh yeah, he elbows it. Yeah,
throws the camera
That's good.
Back. Yeah.
And one of my favorite ones when one of the guys was telling them, shoot the red barrels. And he's like, I play video games. I know what the red barrels do. Excellent. And Joseph, any thoughts?
Sounds kind of one-dimensional.
What would you rate it?
I'd give it a 2.
Okay. 2 out of what? 5 or 10?
2 out of 30.
Ooh. Bad score. Bad score. Mm-hmm.
Before we move on, we have to mention what happened 2 days or so before Sunset Overdrive launched with the font on the PlayStation Store.
Oh, yeah.
It was the Sale of the Dead, I think they called it. And they like, when I saw that, I was like, that looks really familiar. I don't know what it's from. It sounds like it's from Joe's beard.
Where they like completely use the Sunset Overdrive font.
The O had a slash through it. It looked exactly like it. And was it Insomniac Games' Twitter feed was like, thanks, Sony. We're really excited for Sunset Overdrive, too.
Yeah.
Which is an Xbox One exclusive, if you did not know.
Well, fantastic. I mean, if you haven't seen the recent stats, like Ars Technica put out some stats.
65% PS4. Goodbye.
PS4 has sold like 13.3 million on the world, and like Xbox is like at 6 to 7 million. I mean... So, yeah, that's not really worth it.
You know what they say about number 2?
It's more difficult.
No. I just did it in Susie's bath.
You're going to try like hell to be number 1.
Yeah, that's why it's good to own an Xbox One.
There we go.
It's because, yeah, the season pass.
We'll enjoy the fruits of that labor.
They need some motivation, I think.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess that's the end of our Sunset Overdrive talk, unless anyone has anything else they want to say about it.
Mm-hmm. I hate it. Hate the game.
Hey, this is Billy West, everybody. You're listening to 8-Bit Proof. As I sit here at Comic-Con, you're listening to 8-Bit Proof. Keep listening, keep watching, do it today. And shut up and take my money.
For you.
Go ahead.
It's fucking hard.
Yeah, it's insanely hard.
It was hard. Like, we didn't know what we were doing, and we had two little kids with us who had to go to school in the morning. And they quit in the middle of the friggin'
Oh, so you're saying it was difficult to get a group of people together to do it?
At that
we
point
had
in time
a group.
It was, yeah.
I mean, how many groups of six have you had so far?
That was hey, you have Destiny, right?
I do.
You want to come on and play with us?
No.
It's really fucking tough to get six people together.
Son of a bitch.
It is. I know it is. Bank Francis has Destiny, too. Has he played with you?
No.
I played with him a couple times. But
well, not a raid, I mean.
I haven't done the raid yet.
There wasn't enough loot for my taste.
Exceptionally hard.
There's not enough reward for the risk. What do you want?
You didn't play the game.
Oh, you get legendary.
I didn't play the game.
You didn't play the game.
I didn't play the game.
Nope.
You played it wrong, obviously.
Yeah, I played
the game wrong.
Played the game wrong.
We're just too much Destiny.
All right,
can
we move on?
Candy,
can we move on
Christ.
To the candy bait?
Yes, candy bait.
Does anybody remember what candy commercial that was for?
Whatchamacallit.
Incorrect.
Fifth Avenue.
Really? Did?
No. Hold on. Give me a second to think about
man.
This.
Oh, man.
Two candy bars next to each other?
Yeah, it was Twix.
Container? Correct.
Really?
There you go.
Twix bars are
You get an extra point. You win the contest again.
Can I have four favorite candies?
All right. Let me explain how this whole goes.
Twix is not going to be your favorite candy. Come on. Kit Kat.
Ooh, I forgot about Twix.
All right. This is how the game's going to go. We're going to go around the table and say one candy, one of our favorite candies.
Nice.
That was a good one. I can isolate that one.
Thank you.
I can smell you.
There you go. Everyone's going to say one candy. We'll go around the room. Each person gets three candies, and we're going to rate them on a score of 1 to 5. And then at the end, we're going to see which candies have the highest score. That will be the official 8-Bit Proof best candy ever. That didn't make
punch
sense.
Punch in the face! Candy punch!
All right, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Do I list all mine or just one?
Just one at a time. We're going to go around. We're going to try to keep this quick or we could get lost in fighting forever.
I will start with York Peppermint Patties.
Really? That's a delicious
peppermint
candy.
Patties, they're not the tip of the spear. On
I
the
give
candy.
York Peppermint Patty a 5 out of 5.
It's a mint. It's not a candy.
Yeah. It's a candy. There's chocolate. It's dark chocolate and refreshing whatever they call that stuff in the middle.
Mint?
Is it mint? Because mint is like a green leaf.
Some
isn't
sort
it?
Of chemical.
Yeah, I mean, it's sure they mix
peppermint.
It
makes
okay.
you feel
peppermint.
Like
you're skiing. Yeah, it's a peppermint. It's delicious.
It's a peppermint
you bite into it, it's refreshing. It tastes good. Oh.
I give it a 2.
A 2.
Yeah, I also give
Who's
it a
keeping
two.
Score here?
Looks like you are.
I'll
big
keep
guy.
Score. So York.
I also give it a 2. Look, he's gonna dope his own scores by giving them all 5s.
No, I'm gonna get York gonna 2, 2,
4.
4, and a 5.
Yeah, but you gave him all 5.
Equals.
You gave it a 5.
9, 11, 13.
Okay.
Peppermint patties are definitely a 2.
Okay, next. Joe?
Is this supposed to be like the best candies? Like, that
like
you
your top favorite candies?
My favorites? Well, last week kind of threw me into obscurity because
Jesus Christ.
I was wrong. That was an exceptional fart. Too bad you didn't like it.
Yeah, I don't know if
sorry.
I mic'd.
100 grand. 100 grand is
a
deep, deep candy. Just a total chunk of caramel wrapped in crackle, basically. And people don't realize that it's delicious because it's a shitty wrapper and a stupid fucking name.
I don't think I've ever had it.
It's never advertised
delicious.
Ever.
No, it's not one of the... It's like a what's that yellow wrapper Nestle's bar? Dr. Goodbar?
Oh, Henry?
Goodbar?
Yeah.
Mr. Goodbar. Little
oh,
Mr.
Yeah,
Goodbars.
Mr. Goodbars,
nobody fucking knows what that is. But it's delicious every time you get those little...
They come in the little tiny things, yeah.
It's crackle and chocolate.
It's crackle and a caramel... crackle around it.
All right, so are you giving that a 5?
100 grand is delicious. I have to give it a 5.
I will give it a 4 because they are good. Nobody ever thinks of them.
I'm going to give it a 3 because I never had one. I would be
3. How do you know that?
You've never had one and you're giving it a 3?
It's halfway between awful and awesome.
That's true.
Yeah,
100 grand is a 3 for me. I mean, I'm not really a big fan of... like, that's like... the caramel in that candy bar is really significant.
It is.
And there's a lot of chewing in that.
It's more than a Snickers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like Twix has caramel in it, but it's not as overbearing as the 100 grand
you'll
bar.
Straight up pull your fucking cavities out.
So I'll give it a 3. So that's 6, 10, 15 for 100 grand.
That's the leader right now, right?
It is.
All right. My turn. I would say Jolly Ranchers.
Good choice.
Jolly Ranchers are fantastic. I'm not a big fan of like sugary candy. I usually like the chocolate stuff. But Jolly Ranchers specifically, you don't have to do this flavor, but sour apple.
Mm-hmm.
And when you could get the long 6-inch ones that you could like bite the side of and like make a shank out of when
you
were
a kid. I'm going
to
say this right now. 6 inches is a good size.
It's for a candy bar?
Yes, for a candy bar.
I agree.
An impressive size.
It's an average size.
So are you,
big penis.
You giving a 5?
I'll give it a 5.
Susie?
I'm going to give it a 2.
It's a
two?
Hard candy.
What?
That's for old people.
You don't like any hard candy?
Not really.
Not even like Werther's Originals?
If I was going to go for a candy, I wouldn't go for a hard one.
I'm giving Jolly Ranchers
big
a...
big penis!
That's what
I'm giving
said.
The Jolly Rancher a 1.
A 1! Look at him doping the scores.
I'm not doping. Did I dope Joe's?
Maybe. I don't know.
No.
You don't like Jolly Ranchers?
I mean, the taste is fine. I have no problem with the taste or the flavors. It's just that...
that's the main draw of
they're
candy.
Like, they're like filling killers.
Yeah.
Like they like destroy your teeth.
You don't it's bite just, on them.
How do you not bite on them?
You
have
point.
To.
You suck them.
That's what she said.
You wait till they're flat.
They're too much. They're basically too much trouble for their work.
You wait till they're flat, and then you fold them around in your mouth when they're pliable, and then you cut your roof of your mouth with them. That's what you
yeah, yeah, exactly. It's just a lot of danger to go with Jolly Ranchers. What's your?
I score? Give them a 3 because I do enjoy them, but I don't enjoy them in bulk.
Oh, I could sit down and eat a whole bag of them.
Yeah, I know they're delicious, but I can only take so much of them.
Okay, so 100 grand bar is still the leader in the clubhouse.
Susie,
I'm gonna go with Junior Mints.
Junior Mints.
As you know, it's sort of the baby cousin to peppermint patties. You know, you have a little Junior Mint. It's chocolate, it's mint, and it's delicious. So,
but it's, yeah.
So
it's
is
awesome.
That a 5?
And it freshens your breath as well.
Is that a 5?
And you know, I always had it at the movie theaters. And it's a 5.
Right. I give Junior.
Don't have cold Junior Mints because they taste like rocks.
I give Junior Mints a 5 as well because they are
Seinfeld.
No, because they're like
Seinfeld
York
reference.
Peppermint patties, but bite size.
How can they
and
both be 5s? You're saying that the Junior Mint is the best candy ever, and you're saying that the Peppermint Patty is the best candy
ever. We should have added these up at the end so we don't try to change the scores. Let's add them up later.
Okay, but it's a 5 for me.
Okay.
But I disagree with Susie. When Junior Mints are cold, they're even better.
Ugh, really?
Yes.
Joe?
I have to dope their score back down. Because I give them a 1. Because they're half of what a regular Peppermint Patty was, and I gave Peppermint Patties a 2.
But they come in a box. You can eat about a handful.
They're just like the Jolly Rancher in that I can only have a finite amount of them, and it's usually 1. And then I'm like, I'm sick of these already. They're delicious. That 1 is delicious, but that's all I want.
I can't eat a lot of mint.
Yeah, why would you want to?
I was going to give them a 2 because
like snaps.
They're not very good, and I once was told, oh, you should mix them with popcorn when you go to the movies, and you can
what?
Eat popcorn. It's fucking gross.
Why
shit.
Would you do that?
It's awful. Don't fuck whoever told me to do that. But I'll give it a 3 simply for the Seinfeld episode with
good answer.
Mints, I have to. So a 3 for that.
Still, 100 grand still in the lead. Saying.
Don't add them up yet. We're gonna double
sorry.
Score.
So it's my turn again.
Yes.
Yes.
Like
after your
chocolate
Reese peanut butter cups are just. I mean,
it was only a matter
if
of
there's
time.
A pinnacle of peanut butter candies. That's the king, top of the mountain right there. I give it a 5.
Joe,
I don't want to do this. I'll give it a 4. Because it's the best peanut butter candy, but I can't give it a 5 because my 5 is a different peanut butter candy.
Your heart lies with another.
What you said doesn't make any sense. It's the best peanut butter candy, but it doesn't deserve a 5 because my peanut butter candy is a 5. Move on.
I'll give you a 4.
He invests in it. I'll give it a 5 because especially the holiday ones. Little Christmas trees you can get.
Oh. And the Easter eggs. Ones.
Yes.
Wow, they get so oily.
I wish I could give it a 6. Can I give it a 6?
No.
Damn.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, they have a 5 in my heart.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give them a 5 too because I have the 5 the pumpkin ones this Halloween and they're out of this world.
Joseph, you're second on the list.
My second favorite is candy, the Reese's Fast Break candy bar.
Oh, Fast Break. Oh, Fast Break is
fucking delicious.
I totally
it's like
forgot
a
about
chocolate
those.
Covered pretzel with a layer of like the Reese's Peanut Butter and then fresh peanuts. There's all kinds of shit in those.
It's things. Like a Snickers.
It's not pretzel. There's no pretzel
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, there is. There
is the Fast Break? I'm talking about the Take 5. That was the Take 5. Yeah. The Fast Break is the one that has the caramel.
It's delicious. It's
which
out
one
of
has
world.
The pretzel?
Chocolate. That's Take 5.
Oh, that's what
that
I
one's
like.
The crazy
that
one's
my
one.
Favorite one.
I'm thinking of the Fast Break. So the Fast Break is just straight peanut butter chocolate wrapped in godliness.
So an obvious 5.
Lawson.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
No. Fast Breaks can go down like chocolate.
Your thoughts?
I will give that one a 3. It's good, but I prefer the pretzel one. Ugh. Get out of here. Sorry, I thought he was going to touch my soundboard.
I never had a
touch
Fast
my
Break.
Soundboard.
I've had the Nutrageous.
Oh, those are awesome.
Fast too. Break is like, is it Nutrageous, like but better.
Okay, yeah. Then I'll have to give it a 4.
A 4.
I like Nutrageous, and that was on my list.
Mm. I give Fast Break a 5. Because they're out of control fantastic.
They are really good. Is me?
And they're fast, and you can just eat them on a break.
Yeah, it'd be your turn now.
Okay, this is not my favorite. I'm not even going to give this a 5, but I feel like it needs to be mentioned. Is Fun Dip.
Oh, with the edible stick?
Yeah,
oh.
It comes in like a bag of like
cocaine
that you just open up and you take a stick of sugar and dip it into powdered sugar and eat the sugar off the sugar. So I have to give that a 4 for creativity of just different ways of selling me sugar.
A 4?
A 4.
Yes.
I have to give it a 4 as well because I definitely got a few cavities from that.
Yes, you did.
I never ate the stick because I thought that would be too much.
Oh, I'd eat the stick at the end.
You'd eat the stick?
I never ate the stick.
Oh, the stick is just
good. Dude, half the time the stick was the best part.
It's just like having a Kool-Aid pack without putting it in the water first.
The worst thing about Fun Dip is like wearing through the stick so it was too short. Then you'd have to use your finger to get the rest of it.
I just go like this.
Or you bite the stick too early.
Yeah.
Fuck, I got 2 packets left.
Yeah. Oh, I love Fun Dip. I give Fun Dip a 5.
I'll give Fun Dip a 3 because the stick issues, there's a lot of issues.
There are
what
tech
I used to
issues.
Do is I used to just pull all the packs together so it would make a green powder.
Like a suicide.
Yeah, and then you'd eat it all at once. Because if you tried to eat them one at a time, you would go through the stick too fast.
Just
and
pour the sugar in your face.
Eventually, I would just
Fun Dip was fun. It was
I would
very
just drink
fun.
The powder.
Fun Dip was a very fun candy to eat.
I never did put Fun Dip into water and see if it
no,
would
No, I always thought that'd
strength.
Be a good idea too, and I never did.
Yeah, would you just use Kool-Aid for that?
Fuck you.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it probably tastes awful in water.
Francis.
Fuck yes.
You. Your next candy.
Twix. It's 2 candies in one.
Now, have you found that the left Twix actually tastes different from the right Twix?
No, they're the same thing.
The left Twix hangs a little lower than the right Twix.
Yeah, that's normal. You don't have cancer if that's
candy. Big penis.
It's crunchy. It's got chocolate. And there's 2 of them. So it's double the fun.
You can think of
one is 2.
So is that over. Is that a 5?
It's a fiber.
My favorite thing to do with Twix, the bite-sized ones, is to not bite into them, and it's to like put the whole thing in my mouth, and like.
That's what she said.
Yeah, and like kind of like let it melt in my mouth. That's my favorite thing, and I give
That's
Twix a 4. I like Twix. They're 4s.
I'll give the Twix another 3. I like Twix, but no peanut butter. Big lost.
There are Twix peanut butters. Yeah.
But there's no peanut
butter. The Twix peanut
butter
are good, but that's not the one he said.
I know.
I would change my answer. I would give the Twix peanut butter a 4. I have to give the regular Twix a 3. Because it's not my favorite, but
savages.
I wouldn't kick it out of bed.
Nope. Would not. 15. I'd eat a lot of peanut butter.
And it's my turn again, isn't it?
Tis.
Which one do I want to use? I had 2. I'm going to go with Kit Kat.
Break like fucking chocolate.
And Kit Kat bars do break like chocolate.
The perfect analogy.
Kit Kats have the wafers. Wafers are delicious. I like those wafers that come in those packs individual. Like, you know the vanilla wafers that I'm talking about? Those are delicious.
Would you ever buy a hot chili Kit Kat?
No.
a sweet potato Kit Kat?
But those vanilla wafers that come in packages are, like, fantastic on their own. But then when you cover them in chocolate,
can only
it, brings
be better.
It brings the candy level to a 5. Kit Kats get a 5.
Kit Kat, again,
no peanut butter. I apologize.
There's no peanut butter in Kit Kat.
I know it's exciting, but there is peanut butter in Kit Kat.
There's no peanut butter in a Kit Kat bar.
No. I swear to God.
There is no peanut butter in a Kit Kat.
There's no peanut butter in a Kit Kat bar. They make up for the lack of quality with no peanut butter. With quantity, you get four of them, but there's still no peanut butter. I give it a 3. Good, delicious candy bar, not my favorite.
I would give it a 4 because I thought there were peanut butter. There was peanut butter inside. And they come in easily breakable sticks, which is convenient. So
or if you're a man,
that.
You just bite across all four.
Thing.
Well, go ahead and ruin what they designed. That's fine.
Like this.
Eat it like a fist.
How does Francis? How does it break?
Like chocolate.
Break like fucking chocolate.
Chocolate.
I'm going to give a Kit Kat a 1.
A 1?
Jesus Christ.
There is nothing redeeming about a Kit Kat.
You're going to make me spit my beer.
That's the candy you put in the trash when you get it from
a Kit Kat bar?
Yeah, it's awful. There's just...
Your wife disagrees with you from the other room.
It's wafer. It's just the chocolate's not even that good. It's,
you go
it's
to
what?
Hell.
It tastes like any other candy chocolate because they're made by the same company. It's all a.
It's not. It's not good.
Candy
it's,
blasphemy.
It's right next to Crunch Bar.
No,
you're like Crunch.
You're un-American.
No, it's not good.
Jesus Christ.
What?
It's just a joke. What's your third one?
Jesus. Right. I fall into it. My obscure candies. Snickers Dark. Snickers Dark is just.
I don't think I've ever had a Snickers Dark.
That's what you guys aren't living. You guys don't live in the world
is that
of candy.
Dark chocolate Snickers?
Yeah, the dark chocolate Snickers has a white nougat in it. It's delicious.
Say it.
It's ridiculous. The flavor of a dark Snickers Dark compared to a regular Snickers, light and day. Night and day, I should say.
Light and day works.
Is that a 5?
Of course it's a 5.
5? All right.
Snickers Dark is fantastic.
I've never had one, but I like dark chocolate and I like Snickers, so I'll give it a 3.
I'm going to give it a 3 because it's
fuck
Snickers.
You guys. Just because you guys
have you had one?
Candy.
No, I've never had
it right
one.
Down
you know
the
we
middle.
Should have done? We should have had to bring a sample of each of our candies.
I thought
so
about that.
That would have been
so
too
that
much.
You sons of bitches would have known.
I've had a Snickers Dark.
Oh, that's good.
What's I like score? Dark chocolate.
What's your score?
But I can only
what's your
give,
score?
I can only
what's
give,
your score?
I can only give a Snickers Dark a 3 because a regular Snickers is so fucking good that I can't give it more than a 3. I'm
does
sorry.
Does that make any sense?
Can't be better than the original? Is that?
It's a 3.
Can't make any sense out of that. The world has no meaning.
Corey, you're
wait, I think you did the math wrong there.
6 plus 5 is what?
9 plus 5.
Oh.
14.
Jesus.
Oh, I'm glad we chose Roger to do the...
Jesus.
Do all right.
Corey. All
right, I'll do another sugar candy, which I know it's going to get a 1 from this angry section of the table. Nerds. Ugh. Nerds have to be mentioned. They're fantastic. They come in the little box. You get 2 flavors per box.
Sometimes.
Well, the best kind of boxes. You can open both at the same time and get both boxes at the same time. So there you go. That's the sound. That's the sound of awesome.
The chakra.
So 5 for Nerds, especially that kind that you shook. The like the purple and red.
The strawberry one?
Yes. Fantastic.
Francois?
I'm going to give him a 3 because I hurt my teeth. They are delicious, but the pain.
I'll also give Nerds a 3 because they are delicious, Hurts. But like sometimes
Nerds.
Like
Nerds. Oh, sorry.
Nerds. Hurts I'll also Nerds. Give Nerds a 3 because they are delicious, but sometimes they like I bite down on them right away and they like sneak into a filling and it's just like a jolt of like, and, like I still eat them because they're delicious, but like the pain that they give me is just I don't feel like candy should.
I almost
me.
Mentioned Sugar Daddies just for the pain of them getting stuck to your molars,
Jesus.
But I didn't bring them up.
Jesus.
See, I think growing up, I always ate candy on the right side of my mouth. And when I sleep, I grind my teeth, and I grind the right side of my teeth. So my right side of my teeth are really sensitive. Left side of my teeth, I can eat any kind of candy with those. So I'm good with the left. So I can eat Nerds. They don't hurt my teeth, but I can only eat them in a small amount. They get old after a while. Quickly.
Really?
Like one of those little packages, the little boxes, sneak 2 or 3 of those down.
Ooh.
But a whole box?
Remember
yeah,
the,
I give a 3.
A 3? Remember those the ice cream, the push-up bars?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The
remember when the
Flintstone
ones had Nerds in them?
Yeah.
Those were the glory days, but they got rid of them.
Yeah, because the ice cream sucked. It was like sherbet.
No, those things
delicious.
Were
delicious. That sherbet was awesome.
Those were awesome.
Those Flintstones with the Nerds were, oh, my God.
My dad used to play Knights of Columbus softball, and that was the only reason I'd go watch him play softball, so I could just eat Flintstone push-up bars.
Your dad was Italian?
No, but he hung out with Italians.
How could his dad?
Knights of Columbus.
Your dad was Italian? His dad's still living. If he was Italian, he's still Italian.
He's French now. He was Italian then.
See? Exactly.
Ah, so he changed nationality.
Italian, now he's American.
All right, Francis, your final favorite. Hold on.
Don't shit your pants.
Don't shit yourself.
Never mind, nope. Ladies and gentlemen.
Nope.
Nope.
All right, let's go with peanut butter M&M's.
Peanut butter M&M's. Good choice, Francis.
You could have picked a clear-cut winner in peanut M&M's, but...
I was going to go with peanut pretzel
peanut
ones.
Peanut M&M's.
Those are good, too.
Peanut butter M&M's.
Peanut butter M&M's.
Candy shell, chocolate, peanut butter in the middle.
High-quality candy.
Fits well in your hand, fits well in your mouth.
Yeah, a lot of them.
That's what she said.
It's a five.
Five. I give peanut butter M&M's a three, because peanut M&M's are... A five?
Peanut M&M should not factor into your score of peanut butter.
I'm sorry, I have to.
Yeah,
I
you have to be unbiased. This is an IGN.
Okay, my unbiased thing is three.
Candygate.
Because they're just not that good. The peanut butter isn't that good. Reese's Pieces peanut
it's
butter.
It's the same peanut butter.
Reese's Pieces peanut butter
they're
is
all
better
Mars.
Than that. No, it's not the same. You taste a Reese's Pieces and you taste an M&M one and tell me it's the same. You're a fool. All right,
Reese's is Hershey.
Reese's no. Pieces are good. Yeah. No. You need the chocolate in there. I like
go ahead.
Peanut butter M&M.
Me?
Yeah.
I give them a four. Because they're delicious.
I also give them a four.
They're delicious, nutritious, and splendiferous. And you can drink, you can eat a handful of them. No problem.
I just don't see it.
Because you don't see much.
Yeah, you need to taste it.
So can't that was. Should I tally up the scores?
Tally
yes, you should, sir.
What are we doing? Top two, top three,
top five?
Top
three.
Top three?
Yeah.
Do we want number one all first right. or number one last?
Wait, have you tallied them already?
Yeah.
Okay. The bottom one first.
Do you want the least?
Yeah.
Yeah, number three. Wait.
Are you sure of your numbers before you start reading?
Yeah.
Three?
So, for number three, we have a two-way tie.
Ah,
I like that. I
number,
like those.
Our number three candy
two-way.
Is a two-way tie between Fun Dip and peanut butter M&M's.
Good. Can I put some peanut butter M&M's in the Fun Dip?
That's
pretty good.
That's a zero.
I think I would die of diabetic shock
that
like instantly.
Crazy.
Our number two candy with a score of 17... Is a
100
the
grand.
Reese's Fast
Come on.
Break?
Really?
Grand go?
I'm surprised Fast Break got up that high.
And our
number one,
with a score of 19, almost perfect score, is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah.
Of course.
Rounding out the bottom, the least amount of points was Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, fuck you.
The second least amount of points were Kit Kat and York Peppermint Patties.
Yeah. Oh, where it belongs.
Right in the basement.
100 gram.
100 gram did well.
Mints, middle of the pack. Twix, middle of the pack. Yeah. Nerds, middle of the pack. Snickers Dark, middle of the pack.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it for our candy bait. What was number one again?
Reese's
Peanut
Butter,
butter
cups.
That's where it belongs.
How Scotty Henry's brother Roger eats a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
This is my kid brother. He loves his Reese's, as you can see. But, well, he eats it real weird. How do you do that, Raj?
There's no wrong way
Good.
To eat a Reese's.
Break like fucking chocolate.
All right, this segment, I was going to do Halloween games. And there aren't like a ton of Halloween games out there. There's a few. Costume Quest and Friday the 13th.
Manhunt. Yeah, not many.
And then I was going to do candy in video games. And then it goes right to fucking Candy Crush. And
Excellent game. But continue.
Go fuck yourself.
Right now?
Yes, on air.
No.
I want to mic it. It's got to sound great with that beard.
You're going to be slinging semen everywhere, huh, Francis?
Yeah.
Oh, you got beard jizz.
Yogurt Master!
All right.
Sweet.
So instead, and finding candy in video games... bitch of a thing to research. And
yeah, I was wondering how like that was. I was like, oh, what is he in that?
There's lots of games that use candy as like power-ups. So
Boy in his blob.
Exactly, yeah.
Ah,
good call.
Game.
I don't have my soundboard up, but I would have given you a trophy. All right, so this is the five worst combinations of candy in video games. Like the strangest, weirdest combinations when they collide.
Shoot at us.
It's a semen?
No, shoot.
Skeet,
quick,
skeet, skeet.
Shoot from the hip.
All right, so this one. This one's just a commercial that happened in the 80s. This is when... Totally some exec was like, hey, video games are popular with kids. Let's make a commercial with a video game. All right.
Sounds legit.
Whoever can... The game here is to guess what game this
what
commercial
video game?
Is advertising. Yes. Okay. Or no, what candy. I'm sorry. What candy. It sounds like a fucking terrible game. Here we go.
Peanut butter. Chocolate. Here it comes. You missed. Faster.
Okay, right now someone is chasing a peanut butter around, or peanut butter jar around with a piece of chocolate.
That sounds
around
awful.
A Pac-Man type maze.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah!
And I don't have
see the robot said peanut butter and then chocolate. I was like, oh. Is it as easy as Reese's peanut butter cups?
Yes, that's what it is.
You're supposed to eat my peanut butter.
a penis Reese's hit my vagina.
Peanut butter cup. Real milk chocolate, delicious peanut butter. Two great tastes that taste great together.
That's creepy.
That was a seriously creepy commercial.
All right, so the next one is, let's see, I have a clip from one of the games. I'll play it after you guys figure it out. All right, this candy, this licensed candy, has starred in the most video games since 2000. See if you guys can guess what candy it is. Yeah, completely starred, not appeared in, starred.
M&M's.
R&R? Is that a new candy? Are we being phased out?
We are going on vacation.
M&M's.
Yes, you're right.
I said it already before.
Yeah, I wanted to play
it's
the
so
clip.
It's so obvious.
Yeah, there's been... How many games do you think... M&M's games do you think there's been?
I don't know. I didn't 22. Even know there was one M&M game.
There's been six M&M's games.
What are their names?
They're probably all on Game Boy.
That clip was from M&M's The Lost Formulas on PC.
Huh, PC, huh? Yeah, the Master Race getting all the good games, huh?
That one seemed to have the best plot, I guess, out of all the
60 FPS.
All right, M&M's Minnie's Madness, that was on the Game Boy.
4K M&M's.
Shell Shocked, that was on the PS1.
These came out on real systems?
Yeah, PS1 is a real system.
Christ.
Break 'em, that came out on the DS.
Break like chocolate.
Kart Racing, of course, has got to be. What system do you think?
Nintendo.
Yes.
SNES.
A DS and a Wii game. And of course, Beach Party, which is...
Bikinis, the green M&M. Oh, she is.
You give it to the green M&M?
Oh, of course. So let me take a bite out of her.
Vanessa Williams' voice. You can just keep talking. I'll close my eyes and feel that chocolatey vagina.
Messy, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it get messy?
Yeah, you'd want to clean
it
up.
It'd be like you were rolling in mud.
Yeah. And Beach Party, yeah. So that was a Wii party game, which of course it was a Wii party game.
It probably did well.
In Japan.
This is the oddest entry in this entire thing. This is like a full RPG, and you have to try to figure out what candy... this game is hawking. Now, essentially, this game is an RPG, and it's like a, there's no guns, but it's a third-person shooter. You shoot magic, and you use this candy to use your magic. So see if you can figure out what kind
Snickers.
Of candy. Fuck you. That's the GameCube logo, so it's a GameCube game.
So it's awesome, right off the bat.
I wouldn't say this game's awesome. That's the logo coming at you.
Ancient mysteries, stolen magic, an epic quest.
I have no idea how this candy is related.
Sky
to this
game. Of Linlora.
Lifesavers.
A heroine for the ages. Her simple shepherd's life is forever altered one quiet day when she finds a mysterious
lifesavers
magical
is
object.
Wrong.
You're getting close.
Without
though.
Warning,
I'm
Sky
getting close. I said lifesavers twice.
How
was I closer than the first
time?
You were close
evil.
The first time too.
Something tells me I'm going to be heavily involved
Gummy
in
savers.
The solution.
Immerse yourself in five wondrous lands as
okay, that's the end of that. Any idea?
Gummy savers.
No.
How's lifesavers close? What other ring candies are there?
It's a sugary candy.
Sweet tarts.
Getting close. Think M&M's.
M&M's.
Skittles!
Bingo.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
This essentially came out during the whole Taste the Rainbow.
Mm. Like, so wait, they made a game based off Skittles?
I think, yeah. She uses Skittles to make magic somehow.
What's the name of the game?
It's called Darkened Sky.
Stupid.
It seems like the game was already made, and then they were approached by Skittles and asked if they could...
Hey, can we come in your game?
Can we put this license in your game? And
should be okay with
it?
Us?
It was released for Windows and GameCube. So, all right, my next one. The next one I have no clips for because it does not exist online at all. I'll just give you clues until someone
yes.
can figure out. It was came out on the Wii and the 3DS.
Okay.
For on Metacritic, the Wii version had two review scores. So it was a 30 and a 35.
What?
Out of what?
100.
Oh, so it did well.
The 3DS only had one review score, and that was a 30. It had no user reviews at all.
So no one played it?
Nobody played it at all on Metacritic. And on Amazon, you can buy it used for one penny.
Is it chocolate or sweet candy?
Somebody said this candy during the last one.
Lifesavers.
Think a disgusting ice cream topping that no one ever uses, but is always at ice cream places.
Sprinkles?
You don't use sprinkles?
No, I do.
Yeah, so do
is
I.
It Heath?
You're a freak.
No, don't you dare. Heath bars are delicious.
I know they're delicious, but nobody
oh my
uses
God.
That shit.
Something nobody puts on ice cream, but is always there.
Wait, is there a commercial?
Oh, gummy worms.
gummy bears.
Ah, gummy bears. Gummy bears are delicious. Who doesn't like gummy bears?
On ice cream?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
okay.
Fuck yeah.
On ice cream.
Yeah. I do that.
Oh, that's
really?
Disgusting.
Yeah. Of course you do.
It's like it all cold.
It's a little harder. You gotta chew a little more. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that's where you're from.
I
would work when I eat ice cream.
I wouldn't want to put gummy bears on ice cream.
Where are you from?
You never eat them.
They're delicious. His voice cracked, but he still got a point.
Yes.
Screw
thank
you.
Guys.
I wouldn't put Sour Patch Kids on
listen,
ice cream
they're,
no, but I love Sour Patch Kids. Oh, I wish I... Damn it.
Your audio just changed.
Did it?
Because he put his hand over his...
Oh, okay.
Sour Patch Kids are delicious.
Breaker, breaker, 5-7.
I could eat a 5-pound of Sour Patch Kids right now after eating all the food I just ate.
The summary on the back of the box is... It advertises as an immersive 3D mini golf game. Oh, by the way, it's Gummy Bears Mini Golf. That's the game.
Excellent.
The bullet points on the back advertise it as a fun, lovable party game based on Crazy Golf.
What?
And it advertises CPU opponents. That's like one of the main draws. CPU opponents, achievements, and four environments.
That's pretty sweet.
Four, huh?
Woo!
Yeah.
Four mini golf courses?
Kind of like Destiny.
Hey!
I give you a rim shot if my...
I wonder if that game cost $60 too.
Probably did at the time. Now, one penny.
You mean $90?
All right, and this is the last clip I have. This is Think less candy, think more junk food. So it's not just candy. This was kind of a stretch to find all these. So.
Okay.
All right, this is from that game. You guys may have played this game. It was from our heyday of gaming. This is the 16-bit era. Let's see if you can guess this from the intro. That was important. Anybody? Not ringing any bells?
Is this like the intro?
Yeah, that was the start menu.
I got nothing.
It kind of sounds like Donkey Kong. By the way, it's not it.
It's not Donkey Kong. The main character is the emblem of this company. And it's not...
Banjo-Kazooie?
It's like liquid candy. What rots your teeth that you drink?
Soda.
Yes, you're on the right track. This soda spokesperson starred in this video game.
Oh, the Pepsi-Cola man?
Nope.
What?
You're close.
Nobody soda spokesman?
Nobody... This was before the Up Yours...
7 Up!
Oh, yes. That was a Cool Spot game.
Oh, yeah. The red guy?
Yeah,
the red dot?
Genesis.
Yeah.
It was 93, came out on Genesis, Super NES, Game Gear, Amiga, Game Boy, and DOS. So it was pretty much everything.
Came out on computer?
DOS.
So, and yeah, it was a Virgin Interactive
DOS,
game.
DOS, the best operating system.
Yes. That game was so good. Nobody else played that?
I did not.
I read it in Nintendo Power.
It was a really, really good platformer. It was bizarre that it was a 7-Up game.
Yeah.
And the last one. I could not find anything. I couldn't even find screenshots of this game. I couldn't find video gameplay of this game.
You sure it existed?
It was a stretch to find it. It was a Wii and PS2 game. No reviews at all on Metacritic. At all. No trailer. You can buy it new on Amazon for one penny.
Amazon doesn't even have screenshots of it?
Well, Amazon was the one place that had a couple screenshots of it. But even from the screenshots, I couldn't tell what the game
did. Could be amazing.
I couldn't tell what it was. It was made by Zoo Games. Nobody?
Yeah. Sure.
It's because no one knows what the fuck Zoo
nope.
Games is. The bullet points include 8 different themes, including Halloween, space, and sport. 150 unique worlds.
Eminem's.
I still don't know. You're in the ballpark. Exclusive single and multiplayer options. All right, this kind of gives it away. Single player is called Beantastic Mode. And multiplayer is called Battling Beans.
Jelly Beans?
Yes, you are correct.
Beantastic.
Yeah. Jelly Belly Ballistic Beans.
Jelly Belly. Those things are expensive as all hell. Jesus, one of those bags are like this big, or like $8.
Not
it's ridiculous.
The game.
Gourmet beans.
Yeah.
You could buy 800 copies of this game
gourmet
for
beans.
The price of a bag of them.
The best information I could find on it were there were 2 Amazon reviews, user reviews. And
are they both 10s out of 10s?
They're like 3 and 1, I think. This was the 3, and this was the best explanation of the game. This game has thre goals, T-H-R-E,
yeah.
Goals. Shoot the beans and collect the letters to spell Jelly Belly, with a semicolon at the end for no reason. Break bricks with quotations around it, so I don't know if they're really bricks. Shoot beans through holes. That's the whole description of the game. So that game...
Sounds good.
Wow.
So if someone can find it, we should stream it, I think.
I'll play it right now.
That was Jelly Belly Ballistic Beans. And that's the end of the worst combination of beans, or beans. Worst combination of video games and candy.
I will never forget the first time my mother gave me candy corn. She said, Lewis, this is corn, and it tastes like candy. Oh, boy. This tastes like shit. My mother's fucking with me. So I grabbed another, and it tasted like shit, too. And every year since then, Halloween returns, and I, like an Alzheimer's patient, find myself in a room, and there's a table, and on that table is a bowl filled with candy corn for no apparent reason. And I look at it, and even though I've seen it over and over and over again, it is as if I am seeing it for the first time. Candy corn, I think. Corn that tastes like candy. God, I can't wait. Son of a bitch!
Oh, that was weak. I had to push that out.
It was sad.
All right, and now it's time for the Fab segment. Some people stand in the darkness,
afraid to step into the light. Red meat and titties.
All right, and this is where full audience participation. We asked a question. We asked people what is their favorite candy of all time. So from your childhood, now, any candy you can think of. And we had several million, I think, responses, but the best...
No, 2 million, actually. I counted all of them.
Your answers were
impressed with your counting ability.
Yeah, and we're only given the top six.
Okay, well, what did we get? What did we get for responses?
Do you want me to just give the candies or the person who gave the candy as well?
The person, too.
One Mr. Pelletier said Skittles.
That's a good answer. It has its video game, Darkened Sky.
SFK says Butterfinger is the best candy bar.
That's not bad.
accurate.
Simpsons spokesperson.
Yeah. One Mr. Carter says Kit Kat is a...
not according to Susie.
No, it's awful.
It's a poor man's candy.
One Mr. Danielson says Reese's Eggs Pumpkins Generic Holiday Shape. I'm going to count that as Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, our number one candy.
Good choice, Mr. Danielson.
Oh, wait, speaking of the devil, Mr. Barsh II says Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Give you that, too.
Minis are full size.
Oh, minis can get the fuck out of here.
Peanut butter cups?
No,
the minis are good, too.
The minis are
the best because you bite the bottom off.
The mini ones are the tiny, tiny ones.
With the individual wrappers.
No, I'm talking about the one with the gold wrappers.
Yeah. Oh, those are good. I'll give you
those. Yeah, because you bite the bottom off like a muffin. Like, you eat the bottom part of a muffin and you save the top part. Oh.
I've never done that. I just bite into them and then I eat the rest.
No. You, next time, bite the bottom
Bite from the
first.
Bottom?
Yes.
And then what?
Look at Queen Elizabeth.
Then you just eat the top.
You're going this way.
Like, you eat the top like you would like a Hershey bar. Like, you know, a piece of a Hershey bar?
I'll try that. Just,
yeah, melt it down.
All right, so Peanut Butter Cups wins the Fab segment.
Yeah.
All right, I agree with them. I can't.
Yeah, Reese's part of Peanut Butter Cups, number one.
Especially the holiday ones. I think the Easter one probably has to be my favorite because it's literally just a giant lump of chocolate and peanut butter. But I appreciate the trees, too, the little tiny trees.
Mm.
Favorite candy of all time? Should we go around the table?
Favorite candy? Yeah.
Oh, we already did that.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Okay, yeah, that's the official.
Guy.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Well, guy.
Just like, what was our game of the year last year?
Shadowrun Returns.
Was that it? Awful. Yeah, just like Shadowrun Returns is our favorite game of all time last
softball.
Year.
It was almost softball. I think that almost won.
Nope.
All right, and if you've got something to say or have any late responses to our QUI, let us know with our comments on this post on Bagel Games on our Facebook page, which just you can fucking search us on Facebook. Or on Twitter at 8BitProof. Any listener responses are always read on the air. We had a the top six. The top six answers.
We're not going to read 2 million responses. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, stupid. Okay, so now we're moving on to our last segment.
Oh, yeah, dropping fucking loads.
Dropping.
Shut up and take my money.
Yes, we tell you where to spend your money, and there are a few different places to spend your money this fall. I think the video game market is starting to ramp up, so anybody want to go first?
Yeah, can I go first?
Absolutely.
Here are some games not to buy at launch and to save your money on.
Not to buy?
Yes.
So this is an anti-money shot.
The Evil Within.
Oh, no!
Don't wait till that's like $40.
What's
like $40 or like $20?
What are the specific reasons not to buy the Evil Within right now?
There's a lot of one-hit deaths that really frustrate me. And I can't.
I thought you like permadeath in difficult games because it gives you more satisfaction when you beat them.
Zing.
But not if the game's poorly designed. Like,
are you saying the game's poorly designed?
What? Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Permadeath is fine in some games if it's a good point. GFG.
Just making points here.
You know? Like,
continue.
Diablo has it, but
continue.
You know, it's a balanced game.
You can continue.
Civilization Beyond Earth.
No.
That's a $40 game.
That is a do or don't buy.
I mean, if you played Civ 5 to death, you probably don't want to play Civilization Beyond Earth.
Isn't it essentially built on a mod for
it's not
Centauri mod or something?
No, it's Civilization 5 with like a new skin in the future. So instead of being through time from like BC to like AD and
to. Can we get to Call of Duty sometime today?
Don't you colonize a planet?
You do.
Is this the game where you work?
It's very. No,
COD, bro!
That's Sunset Overdrive.
Sunset, you work in Sunset Overdrive?
Well, yeah. You work your hands.
Well, you got to work for those guys because you got to get all the stuff for them.
No, I'm talking about the game where like you're a miner and you
Fantasy
mine.
Fantasy Life?
Yeah, that game.
That's core.
Minecraft?
Never mind. Borderlands, the pre-sequel. Nah. It's a lot like Borderlands. You don't have to buy that full price.
Of course it's a lot like Borderlands.
It's a $20 game.
That's pretty much it. Shadow was a
Did you finish Borderlands, the pre-sequel?
No, I did not.
No.
I couldn't bring myself to.
So these are all anti-
You're not
going
to finish it?
No, I'm going to finish it, but...
Next year.
Jesus.
With Dave, I'll do that. Shadows of Mordor was good. That was a good full price game.
So that's a
shut up and take my money.
That was, if you like Lord of the Rings, you'll like that.
I heard that's one of the
Batman.
First.
Did you buy that physical?
No, digital. But you can share play it, which
I
is
don't
which
share
just came
it.
Out. But
I
it's
just
only
buy
720p.
It.
Can you share play Shadows of Mordor?
Yeah, anything.
I'll play that.
All right.
Next time you're on, let me know.
Okay. Well, let me know. Just text me. Halloween sale for Steam. Did you get anything?
Nope.
I got all the Resident Evil games except four.
Is it still on?
Oh, yeah, it probably is. I think it was these 3 days. I think it's today's the last day.
You bought the original Resident Evil?
No, I bought 5, 6, and Operation Raccoon City.
Why would you buy 1, 2, and 3 again? They're unplayable now.
1, 2, and 4 are awesome. And that's the
they're good, but...
It's the reason I bought Evil Within, because I thought
they're
it was
not good
really
anymore.
Like it. Huh?
They don't hold up anymore, though. Like, if you tried to play 1
Well, if
or
I'm
two,
sure if I played 2, I would throw it out the window.
Yeah.
Because it's absolute garbage. But 4 still holds up.
Yeah, 4 is still good.
4, and
4 is like the basis of
4
a lot
and
of
5 are still
shooters.
Good.
Yeah.
6 is god awful. Like, that game was terrible.
I haven't played 5, but 6 looks like an action game. So.
6 is terrible. Makes no sense.
I didn't like
ridiculous, and it makes no sense.
And Sunset Overdrive, that's a good game.
Yes.
It's okay.
Dragon Age 2. We'll get back to you on that one. Right. Inquisition. It's coming up. Sorry.
Roger already outed me, so I'm just going to say Fantasy Life on 3DS. If you have a 3DS, it's stupid not to buy Fantasy Life. It's Animal Crossing meets Diablo. It's. I can play for hours. It's so much fun. So that's all I have to say. Buy Fantasy Life. You're stupid if you
the
don't.
The idea
have
of that sounds terrible to me.
It's fantastic. I can't make someone like Animal Crossing because while I'm describing it, I'm like, yeah, this sounds like a bag of shit.
Can you like get your own house and like decorate it?
Oh boy, here we go. You guys want to do your own podcast on Fantasy Life?
I'm sorry we said 2 sentences about a game you're not interested in. My apologies, sir.
Can we talk about Call of Duty
sometime today?
Yeah,
let's do that.
I can be a blacksmith. I was a miner last night.
We should do dueling podcasts.
Yeah.
You guys do a pro Fantasy Life podcast, and me and Joe do an anti-Fantasy Life podcast and mash them up. No, obviously
we'll just
not.
Talk
That's
over
ridiculous.
You and make noises and go, eh, game sucks.
So are you getting Advanced Warfare?
No, I'm not really going to get it, but I think
I'm
you should
not really going to get it.
I might get it.
Come on.
It's got,
Am I supposed to get it?
No, you don't have to get it.
Okay.
I like the movement. It looks a lot different than any other shooter that's come out since. But it looks a lot like Unreal Tournament.
Titanfall. Looks like it moves like
Well,
Titanfall.
Titanfall, you can't get that kind of boost from standing still. You do kind of like a regular jump. Titanfall is kind of like you can parkour a lot. Like
but can you wall run in Advanced Warfare?
You can't, but, I mean, the movement's a lot like you have a jetpack, so it's more like...
Stop, Francis. Stop talking.
Well, it's like a double jump.
Are we doing Hardline?
No, fuck no.
No?
I am not buying
Absolutely
Hardline.
I'm going to wait for Battlefront. In December.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Next December.
I might buy COD, though.
I'll buy that.
I might legitimately
buy Well, if you do, let me know.
I haven't skipped a Call of Duty game since Call of Duty 2 on Xbox 360.
So you feel obligated now.
Yes, exactly. It's more of a feeling of obligation than an actual desire to play this game.
I usually get the Treyarch games. World of War, Black Ops 2.
Did you beat Ghost?
Yeah. It was a cliffhanger ending. Ooh. Ridiculous.
So does the dog die?
No,
hope the dog doesn't die. Yes. It's a stupid cliffhanger.
Of course the dog doesn't die. Who would kill a dog?
That's the expansion pack.
No, don't buy that.
You know what? You should have already bought the
limited
edition or whatever.
Don't buy that.
Should have. Fuck you.
Sunset Overdrive. Buy that.
Don't
buy an Xbox One if you don't have one either.
Don't do that. $250.
Solid system with a solid controller.
$250. It's five tanks of gas.
It is a solid controller, but
five tanks of gas. That's it.
Maybe six, depending on your car.
That's about, yeah.
It's about time to buy an Xbox One, I think.
It's yeah.
There's
yeah.
nothing
it's
else.
Time.
What else?
Three out of four 8-bit proof members say buy
what
Xbox
else is
One.
There on
own
the
one. We
what
all
else
own
is
them.
There? What else is there?
You don't really need
Netflix.
One yet.
What else is there?
You don't need it.
You don't.
Sunset
exactly.
Overdrive.
Don't
Quantum
have,
Break. There's nothing out on either
Tomb
console.
That game's not out yet. That game's not out yet.
They're going to come out.
They're not out yet.
Prepare yourself.
You know what? Buy a Wii U first, and then after you played the six games that are good on Wii U, then the Xbox One will be worth
it. I won't buy either of them. There's no need for
it.
If
you have one or the other, you don't need the other one.
I have a PC and
a
PS4.
A Wii U and an Xbox One?
No, Xbox One or PS4. If you have one, you don't need the other.
Exactly.
There's nothing. Says the guy who has both of them.
Francis is a smart
man. Do you like Sunset Overdrive?
Yeah.
It was infamous on the PS4. Do you like
yeah, the
Infamous?
Infamous
there's 1886 on the PS4.
Really infamous.
Do you like
the
Bloodborne?
Game.
There's
it's not the exact same game.
It's the same game.
No, Persona
it's not.
5.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah,
let's end this thing. They both have the same games.
Jesus Christ.
Of loving you,
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
Feel that chocolatey vagina.